It's time to experience the Synergy Connection Show with your host, Lucy Forsting.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Synergy Connection Show. On this show, we do as much as we can to help you understand how complex we are as human beings. We have an intellectual side, a spiritual side, a physical side, and an emotional side. And keeping those four sides in balance is what really does give you your very best life. If you're all physical and maybe intellectual, you're missing two of the most important components, the emotional and the spiritual. So I have as a returning guest with me today, Royce Morales. And Royce is a transformational facilitator, author, blogger, speaker, and TV radio host. I have been on her show not too long ago, and so she's back on my show now. But before we get started with what we're talking about today, which is mirroring, I want to make sure you know about the website where all of the shows are archived. And so there's about 380 or so shows at this point there, and it's www.synergyconnectionradio.com. And when you get to that site, you're also going to see there's a link to Boomers Forever Young. And I've been using their products for probably 7 years now. And I do believe it's what's kept me incredibly healthy. There's, 2,500 or more testimonials there. They have blogs, they have podcasts of their own, they have videos for their products. So check out their products. None of us are getting any younger that are listening to this show. And fortunately, we don't have COVID in our midst too much anymore, although I'm hearing that some individuals continue to get it. And I think it's because their immune function is so low. So you want to make sure there's studies out there now showing the importance of vitamin D, as in dog 3. The next time you go for your physical, please ask your doctor in the labs they're going to run. They want to run a D3 test, because if you don't ask for it, you're not going to get it. And you want to ask for a C-reactive protein test. And again, if you don't ask, you don't get it. The C-reactive protein involves the inflammation level in your body. You want that number to be below 0.5. The last time I had mine done, it was 0.1. So I have very little inflammation running around inside my body. And that's where every single disease begins, is inflammation levels, someplace in your physical being. The D3 number, you want above 70. And mine was 100 the last time they ran the test. So I just am encouraging everybody, please take responsibility for your health. And that means getting enough sleep, getting exercise, reducing your stress level if it's high. You know, go hug a tree, go walk in nature, go put a cat or a dog in your lap and just enjoy being with them for a little bit to reduce stress. Listen to music, engage in maybe art. I was telling Royce before we started the show that I did my cardio class this morning, and my right knee, you know, complains, but I think it's really important for us to stay active as we age. And that's part of that physical component that I was telling you about. So check out Boomers. And if you decide that there's something there that speaks to you and you're going, you know, I probably do need that in my life right now, then when you check out, if you put my first name, L-U-C-Y, in the discount code bar, you're going to get $5 off of each and every order. So take advantage of it. The company allows me to do that. They are one of the sponsors of the show. And so I'm passing that on to you. All right. So Royce, welcome back.
Oh, thank you so much, Lucy. What a thrill to be your guest. Thank you.
Oh, I really enjoy having you. And I feel so absolutely blessed that I have all of you people in my life. I mean, this just kind of evolved over the last 5.5 years. And it just seems like it's, you know, getting better and better in some ways. I have podcast marketers that are contacting me several times a week now with people that I am blown away that they want to be on this show. So I'm very honored to have you here. I know you've got your own show, and like I said, I was on yours. So it's fun, it's educational. It's a great way to connect with like-minded people, all of those kind of good things.
Yes.
So mirroring, I mentioned to you what I understood mirroring to be, and it's not what you talk about. So
no.
Explain, what is mirroring?
Okay, well, I just have to warn everybody, this is the crux of what I teach, and it's not easy. It is challenging for us beings over here to take a look inside of a mirror and see what's going on. Mm-hmm. As you probably know, you get up in the morning and your hair is a mess and you don't want to look at yourself. The same thing with this concept. Nobody likes it. So bear with me, starting with an apology here. But basically, mirroring is, if you can imagine a seesaw, I know this isn't visual, but just
like a teeter totter kind of thing.
Teeter totter. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Imagine that you've got two sides of a teeter totter and one side gets pushed down. What happens to the other side? Well, it goes up. Same thing energetically. Mm-hmm. I teach a lot about energy. I'm spiritually based in my teaching. So you push down that one side of the teeter-totter, the other side comes up. The same thing in us. If we're pushing something down, whatever it is, whether it's an emotion, a thought, a belief about ourselves, a fear, whatever it is, it has to come up somewhere in our universe. So if I push down my anger because I have decided that anger is just not acceptable, I hate that part of myself, guess what? People start mirroring that anger to me. In fact, that happened to me in my life. I married my husband and he was this sweet, gentle guy. And all of a sudden he was like putting his hand through walls and stuff. I'm like, what's going on here? And I looked inside to see what he was mirroring, and he was showing me a part of myself that I had pushed down and suppressed and denied and acted like this sweet, wonderful, loving person all the time. So when I realized that he was the other side of my seesaw or the other side of my teeter-totter, I don't know, I call it seesaw, but he was that other side showing me what I had suppressed, I worked on resolving my false beliefs about anger and clearing that out in me. Wow. So that he could stop mirroring that. And it worked. It was amazing. You know? So that's the real Cliff Notes version of what mirroring is about. Because again, nothing can be suppressed energetically in the world, in us, nothing. And I find that, you know, the reason I harp on this particular concept so much is that I believe that if we all understood this and lived our lives from seeing what's being reflected to us about our denial, wars would stop, violence would stop. You know, the world would be quite an incredible place because we'd be taking responsibility. We wouldn't be blaming other people when they're putting their hand through walls. We'd be, what is he showing me about myself? Now, mirroring can be symbolic as well. It doesn't have to be an exact reflection. So granted, I'm not the kind of person that would put my hand through walls, but it symbolized suppressing anger. So that's what I had to look at. Again, mirrors reflect our unadmitted fears, the real truth, the real intention behind what we're doing. So if my intention, you know, I might say I love you, but my real intention is, you know, I really hate you. That's what gets mirrored back to me in some way. So again, imagine that seesaw, and that's what goes on energetically inside of us. And I have a mirror rule of thumb that I always tell people, and I tell people to tattoo it on their arm if they want to, so they don't forget. But if a button is pushed, if you get triggered in some way, whether it be an angry button or a sad button or a jealousy button or a confused, whatever it is, whatever you're feeling over here in you is showing you something about yourself. So buttons always show us something is being mirrored to us. And wouldn't that be a great world? Can you imagine? I always get this image when I talk about mirrors. I get this image of all the politicians sitting in a room and, you know, one politician has their button get pushed about you know, maybe something going on out there. And they say, wow, gosh, that just pushed a button. I wonder what it's mirroring. Instead of, okay, let's go kill those people and go to war with them. So it can be as powerful as that. And what's really interesting about mirroring is that when you resolve your side of the seesaw, the energy balances out and they don't have to be putting their hand through walls anymore. They can stop what they're doing because you don't need them to do that for you anymore. And I find on a higher consciousness level, we attract those people or we choose those people based on what we need to learn about ourselves and based on trying to evolve to a more loving place. So when I resolve the anger in me, suddenly my husband stopped putting his hand through walls and I was left with love for him rather than, oh my God, I married such a jerk. Why is he doing all this?
Do you remember the book Illusions?
Oh yeah. 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 I love that book.
Well, one of the comments, you know, it was a book within a book, right?
Yes.
And one of the comments that I use with my own clients quite often is that we have problems because we need their gifts. Mm-hmm. And that's basically what you're talking about here, I think, yeah. Anyways, is that if there's something that is being triggered, then it's important to take a moment to take a deep breath and look at what's being triggered and understand the gift that is there and to kind of embrace that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. And the gift can be instant. You know, I remember years ago when I was just starting to understand the concept of mirrors, I was in a hotel and I was going up the escalator and there was a woman coming down the escalator and she was really large, very large. And I looked at her and I found myself just judging her. How could somebody be so overweight and what's wrong with her? And I had this whole conversation going on in my head. And by the time I reached the top of the escalator, I said, oh, she's my mirror. Oh my God, she's showing me the part of myself that could very easily be that way because I had, you know, a lot of food addictions, but I kept it under control. But she was showing me that. And, you know, the judgmental thoughts that we have are great mirrors in terms of how am I judging myself? Maybe I've, you know, learned to deny it or ignore it or cover it up in some way, but it's always something if you have those judgmental thoughts. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Is it a little bit like the yin and the yang as well?
Yeah.
Of us? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because, yeah. I mean, we all have triggers that bring us to sadness or to anxiety or to anger. And, you know, the opposite, obviously, is the opposite emotion. But, it sort of sounds a little bit like it would be the yin and the yang of life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But if that yang is pushing your buttons and triggering you, mm-hmm. it's showing you something about yourself that you're denying and suppressing and avoiding. And a lot of times we cover it up with the opposite quality. So, you know, like I was saying before about my husband mirroring my anger, I had covered that up so well. Nobody in the entire world would ever think that I was an angry person, but I had just, you know, covered it up by acting nice and being sweet. And there he was exposing it. So I thank him every day for showing me that part of myself instead of hating him for that and hating his anger and divorcing him, because I would have done that in the past. So yeah, in that sense, it's a yin and a yang.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So what is the most common, I mean, as you're working with people that you discover or they discover about themselves, what is maybe the most common? Is it anger or is it sadness or is it anxiety or what is it?
It's all of the above, but I would say that, you know, most people in our society believe that anger is bad. So they've, you know, done all kinds of things to cover it up and deny it. And I find that if you take it even further down, you're going to discover that what you have suppressed is something about yourself. So yes, I've suppressed my anger, but how am I angry at myself? You know, what is that about? So it always goes down to that self-responsibility place that, again, is hard for people to admit to or to get to. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I guess one of the thoughts that is occurring to me right now, and it must be to you, I would think to you as well, over the last couple of months. I mean, they talked about it this morning on the news that in the first 4 and a half, I guess, months now of 2023, we have had so many mass shootings. And that is anger. I mean, that is anger being expressed by people, whether they're, you know, mentally ill, they, you know, obviously have issues with that particular emotion to pick up a gun and, you know, just go someplace and start shooting people. Yeah. But on the news this morning, I mean, my goodness, this was, you probably saw it if you watched the news, but I had it on while I was getting ready. This was a young Black man that showed up at this man's door, and it was the wrong door, and the guy just shot him.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's going to be okay. He's already home. I guess the bullet kind of just grazed him with his head. But my goodness, I mean, is that because of COVID starting in 2020 and people being isolated? And now that they're back in masses in humanity, I mean, we're seeing, I drove from where I live in Florida into the Savannah area. I have never seen so many reckless drivers in my life. Wow. And they were all doing, you know, this was like Interstate 95, but they were all doing, I would say, an average of 85 to 90 miles an hour. Wow. And I stayed in the slow lane and did 75. But so I'm just perplexed at the overwhelming emotion of really and truly anger. So I don't know whether it's starting as anxiety and then emerging as anger because they don't know how to deal with anxiety. I mean, what are your thoughts?
My thoughts are, I look at things in the big picture of things. Mm-hmm. I think that all of us have to look at some mirrors. And so what better way than to have some explosive situations going on around us so we can finally say, what is going on in me, so that showing me the world as being so angry? Mm. You know, I follow the news and politics religiously, and I keep looking at it like that. I keep thinking, okay, why do we all need to have so many mass shootings going on? What is it showing us about ourselves so we can really get it this time and stop it so we don't have to have all of that stuff, whether it be war, mass shootings, you know, fascism, whatever it is. So, that's how I see it. But yeah, I'm sure the whole experience of COVID really brought up for people, you know, it's time for some big changes. It really mm-hmm. is. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think people were angry because they were told they had to stay home. They lost their jobs. You know, finances are crazy. And now, you know, here in Florida, Colorado, California, you know, the rent situation, because incomes have not kept up with housing and people don't. In fact, when I was in Savannah, I was absolutely, I don't know whether to use the word shocked, because I probably shouldn't have been, but I have never seen so much homelessness in downtown Savannah.
Yeah.
People in doorways, people underneath palm trees. I didn't feel unsafe, but there was just a lot of homelessness. And in fact, St. John's the Baptist Cathedral, it was on Good Friday, and I had wanted to go in the cathedral because it's supposed to be beautiful. The doors were locked. Mm. And I think it was because they only wanted to open them now during services.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So if you were not there for a particular service at a particular time, you were out of luck. And it probably kept homeless people from going in. But I thought that was sad. You know, it just hit me as really, really sad that here is a church that could offer some shelter, and yet they were afraid to allow them in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is very sad. Yeah. And again, it's just indicative of, we need to change this world. We need to see what that's about for us and, you know, get to the core, get to the source of why this is going on in us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we can change the external things, but if it doesn't change from within, it's just going to be a Band-Aid, you know? If I had just said to my husband, okay, well, I guess I've got some anger going on and you're just mirroring it to me. I had to get to what that was really about so I could resolve it, so he could really stop mirroring that to me. Or, you know, I know as a human, the natural instinct is just to say, well, you just need to stop putting your hand through walls. Just stop it. That's crazy. Instead of, okay, what is he showing me about me? So it can really resolve. It can be the other side of that seesaw that balances out.
Right. Well, we're going to take a real quick break and we'll be right back, everyone.
Are you feeling stressed and anxious about life? Have elevated blood pressure? Experiencing weight gain? Having problems with your immune system? Getting healthy and staying healthy is more important than ever. And it has never been easier when you have Fundamental Nutrition from Boomer Products. Restore the youth and vitality you are used to in just minutes a day. Check out our website at www.boomerboost.com to see thousands of reviews from customers just like you who are benefiting from Boomer products. While you're there, check out our podcast, blogs, and videos and get caught up on the latest health news and information. Use promo code Lucy at checkout. That's L-U-C-Y to save $5 on your order. Stop existing and start living today with Boomer products.
Welcome back to the Synergy Connection Show, where I have as my guest, Royce Morales, and we're talking about mirroring. And, you know, this is complicated because, I mean, if somebody was watching the evening news at 6:30 with David Muir, as an example, there's not much that's a good story out there these days. I mean, we've got tornadoes, we've got fires, we've got flooding, we've got, you know, Russia and the Ukraine. He did a show last night, and again, I don't know whether you watched it or not, but I was just in tears because all of these little children in the Sudan, you know, they're underwater, the land is. I mean, they had cattle that were standing in water, starving to death because there's nothing for them to eat. Mm-hmm. And the children, the same thing, you know, they have no nutrition that's going on. And it's because of global warming and the fact that their rainy season is starting in 3 weeks and they have virtually no land to live on anymore, no land to farm. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, how do you mirror something like that? What is that saying when we respond in a very sad way, because I can't make a change there. I can make little changes in my life here, you know, that may help with global warming, but it's not going to turn around those children's lives, not in the present.
Right. Well, again, like I was saying about, you know, the political situation and everything going on in the world, all we can really do, unless you choose to volunteer or help out in some way, but mm-hmm. the more important thing to do is to look and see what is mirroring to you, what is going on here, so that if we shift on the inside, things around us start to change. So
what would you do? How would you shift? I mean, I'm just going to use the Sudan as an example because some people listening to the show may have seen that. So yeah. How do you shift that part?
Well, if everything is energy and nothing can ever be suppressed, I would have to look at what is being triggered in me from that situation. Maybe it's feeling helpless. Let's just say it's the feeling helpless button. So I would look inside and discover where that comes from. What is that really about? So I'm taking a step to evolving myself, and that energetically spreads out other people, the 100th monkey that I always talk about. We can be that 100th monkey and shift things energetically, and then things can shift. You know, I don't know what that would look like, but I know what it looked like when I resolved my anger. My husband stopped hitting walls. So who knows what that can do? You know, it could end up being that, you know, 10 million people step to assist in Sudan where they didn't even care about it before. You know, whatever it is that happens, it does shift things. Mm-hmm. It's really quite amazing. You know, I can tell you hundreds of stories of things in my life that just by resolving something in me or my students, you know, I help them resolve stuff in them. And things shift around them. It really, it's quite amazing. It really is.
Why don't you give, without giving, you know, personal information, why don't you give another example that doesn't have to do with anger?
Oh God, there's just so many. I'll just use my own self. I'm looking at my notes here because I wrote down a few examples because I had a feeling you'd ask me, and there's just so many. There's so many. I'll just use an example of my first husband. I was married to him for 7 years, and all of a sudden he had a friendship with a woman, and it was somebody that he worked with. And every time he would talk about her, my little jealousy stuff would go up, and I would be terrified that he would be leaving me, just terrified. And I knew a little bit about mirroring at that point. So I stopped and I asked myself, what's going on here? Why am I so terrified that he's going to be leaving me? And what I realized was, is he was a mirror of the fact that I had already left him. You know, he was just showing me that aspect of myself that was already gone. I had already checked out of that relationship. And, you know, so it's things like that. Another fun example is I do retreats with my students, and there were about 15 of us. After a retreat, we decided to go out for dinner, and we're sitting in a restaurant, and we're kind of loud and crazy and whatever. After a retreat, we're all in this little spiritual high, and the waitress came around and took everybody's order. And when she came to me, I said, "Oh, can I have a glass of water, please?" So she literally went to the place where the water is, and she brought every single person at that table a glass of water except me. And all my students were just looking and going, "Oh my God, how is Royce going to deal with this?" And I asked her again to bring me a glass of water, and she made a beeline and then didn't bring me a glass of water. This happened 3 times. My students were looking at me and they were like, "Okay, Royce, what's going on?" And I stopped for just a second and I said, I believe I don't deserve water because we're so wild and crazy and she has such a hard time. I'm going to be the one that saves her by not having to bring me a glass of water. It sounds really bizarre, but that's the thought that came to me. And I looked over at her. She was at the other end of the restaurant. She made a beeline to the water fountain, grabbed a glass and put it in front of me. And I went, "Wow, that's as fast as this works." That by me realizing my true intention was, please do not bring me a glass of water. That was the message I was sending out to her, even though I was asking for water. So our true intent gets mirrored back to us all the time. So, you know, those are just two examples, and I could give you hundreds.
Wow, that's so interesting, because that was very visual.
Yeah.
Very, very visual.
Yeah.
What's the best thing that happens when people learn how this works?
Well, things can shift. Uh-huh. You know, you can stop having that reaction. Like I said, the other side of the seesaw, things get reflected back to that are more positive. Uh-huh. People forgive you. You know, if you're not forgiving yourself in a situation, guess what gets mirrored? People don't forgive you. I had a similar situation in my life where I was not forgiving somebody for breaking up with me, and I was crying for 6 months about it. And all of a sudden I realized, wow, I have not forgiven myself for what I did in that relationship. Forgave myself. That person called me within 1 minute and said, "You know what? I forgive you." I mean, it's things like that that can happen almost miraculously just from cleaning up your side of the mirror. For taking that Windex and cleaning up your side of the mirror. Things uh-huh. can shift. Yeah. Amazing things. Yeah.
You know, what's fun is the last show that I did was with a gal who's a certified hypnotherapist, and she's used to live here in Florida, and now she's in Minnesota. But we were talking not about mirroring, but we were talking about the fact that when you spring house clean your mind, like you do your house every spring, you know, reorganize, bring out, you know, less heavy, maybe objects, seashells or flowers or something to mirror, if you will, that we're moving into a new season, that you get a similar reaction when you look at things that no longer serve you. Mm-hmm. And so for her, it was a matter of helping somebody examine why they were holding on to certain beliefs that were deeply rooted in their psyche. and then letting that go, and that boom, the shift can be instantaneous.
Yeah.
And so with mirroring, the same thing takes place.
Absolutely. And just keep in mind that people are mirroring the positive aspects as well. It's not all just negative. Mm-hmm. I had a student one time that everybody just adored him. He was just like, you know, the cream of the crop in terms of my students, and he couldn't get it. He just couldn't get it. He was like, oh, why would anybody like me? And, you know, he just was always invalidating all of this attention and love he was getting. And finally, he realized that they were mirroring love. They were mirroring appreciation. They were mirroring acceptance. And he finally had to just go, okay, all right, I accept that. So, you know, it's not all negative. It can be very positive as well. And that can wake us up as well in terms of what we deserve. And uh-huh. I do find that probably the biggest thing that's reflected to us all the time is our lack of deservingness. Why don't I deserve love? Why don't I deserve to be forgiven? Why don't I deserve to have somebody that's not punching out walls? So that's the big core issue for us as human beings, I think, deservingness.
And maybe once you recognize that you deserve something, you may move on to another issue that needs
That's
to be
true.
Resolved as well.
Yeah.
But life certainly would get a lot easier.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. or we move on to another husband, which is what I did. I realized one day that, you know, I deserve so much better in life. I had married my first husband quite young. And, you know, and then when I had that awakening, I literally went home and said, you know what, I adore you, but we need to get divorced, you know, and we did. And I met my wonderful, amazing husband who no longer puts his fist through walls. And we've been married for 37 years. So, you know, yep, things can shift into a much more positive place.
Let's look at another area for just a minute before our show is over. What about health issues? You know, because I talk about the physical component of who we are. So somebody who, like the lady that was going down the escalator as you were going up, that was severely overweight, and it kind of helped you look at eating issues that you had once upon a time. So what about people that have chronic health problems? Maybe they're diabetic, maybe they've had cancer, maybe they've got cardiovascular disease. Does this work with that as well, where they can look at maybe the core issue of why their health isn't where it needs to be?
Yes, yes. And I hate to make claims about things that can happen physically, because it just is kind of dangerous territory, but I've had amazing physical miracles just by looking to see why did I manifest this in my body? What is it trying to tell me? What is it showing me that I'm in denial of? You know, and I never get sick. So it's really important to look at that as well. And, you know, what is this particular disease that I'm carrying around in me? What is it symbolic of to me? What is it a statement of in my life? Mm-hmm. And looking at it in that way, things can shift. Really,
you remember who Louise Hay is, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I think she looked at that rather intensely. And what I always remembered from her work was, like with cardiovascular disease, if you live your life with your heart on your sleeve, so to speak, your heart is always getting hurt. Mm-hmm. Then that's why cardiovascular disease kind of enters the body. If you let things eat away at you, which is what cancer does, then, you know, cancer can enter the body if you haven't learned to let things go.
Yeah.
So is that kind of what you have seen as well?
It's kind of, except I take it one step further, which is, you know, I'm wearing my heart on my sleeve because maybe I believe I don't deserve real love, you know, or whatever it symbolizes to you about yourself. Whatever denial is being shown up in that physical manifestation is what mm-hmm. we need to look at. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hmm. And then once people begin to look at that aspect of their life, I would think that once you have let go those lingering issues or deeply rooted issues, yes, that your health would definitely improve.
I've seen it repeatedly over and over and over. Yeah, I've worked with people that were scheduled for surgery and they got in touch with what was really going on, and they didn't need the surgery anymore. It's quite miraculous. It really is. Yeah.
Yes. That would be rather miraculous. Yes. I remember hearing about, I never knew anybody that was in that situation, but hearing about people that had tumors, for instance, mm-hmm. and, you know, they kind of went wherever and did some introspective meditations and whatever. And then they went back to have a final, maybe x-ray before the surgery, and there was no more tumor.
Yes.
So, yes. You know, you kind of go, well, that is a miracle. But maybe the miracle is the fact that we have the ability to do this all of yes. the time, but we give time. Away that power to doctors or to yes. somebody else and say, oh, no, I don't have that ability. And I know I've told you, you know, when my husband 3.5 years before he died, and I know it wasn't me. I know that it was the energetic field that I was in alignment with. But they told me he was going to die in an hour and a half. And he didn't, because I literally put my hands on him and just let energy flow through me. And he yeah. did live another 3.5 years. So yes. I do know those things can happen, but it is, you have to look at it and go, is that one of God's miracles? And, or is it the fact that we have this miraculous ability to yes. heal ourselves and to heal others, but we give that power away.
Yeah, all the time. Yeah.
All the time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing stuff. I know you yes. have fun with it.
Yes, I do. Yes. Yeah.
Well, let people know. Of course, this is going to be on the synopsis that'll be on, you know, each of the platforms, but let people know that if they'd like to maybe become a participant in one of your workshops, or if they want to consult with you individually, how would they get in touch?
Well, my website is RoyceMorales.com. The name of what I do is Perfect Life Awakening, and that's also PerfectLifeAwakening.com. All my books are on Amazon. I'm doing Zoom classes now, of course, in this world. And if you're interested, you can find all the information on my website. And I work privately with people. So if there's some particular issue you want to get to the core of quickly and privately, I'm very, very available to do that as well.
Okay. Awesome. I wish you were a little bit closer. I think we would be fast friends.
Yes, definitely.
But we get to be friends through the power of the media.
Yes. So. Yes. Thank God for Zoom, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Well, everybody, please share this show with those that you love and help them understand the power of mirroring and the ability that they do have to change their lives just by recognizing the patterns that are there. And once those patterns are recognized, they can let them go. If they're no longer serving them, they'll get that aha moment and move on to a much healthier and better life for themselves and for everybody around them, for that matter.
Get to the origins, get to the core of those beliefs, those false notions about ourselves, and everything shifts.
And everything does shift. Okay. Yeah. Well, everybody, go out there and make this your best life. And thanks for being on the show again with me, Royce.
Thank you, Lucy. We will
see everybody next week.
Boomers Forever Young is really making a name for themselves as an exciting nutritional company with products that really work. People from all over the country are starting to take notice. Their whole person approach to health and wellness, combined with their unique array of powerful natural health products, are setting them apart from all the other companies in the nutrition industry. Their customers love the one-on-one free consultations and the results they experience. Sound a little too good to be true? Then go online to boomerboost.com today and sign up for a free consultation with a product specialist, or just give us a call at 1-800-861-4609. Again, that's boomerboost.com, or call 1-800-861-4609 to join the thousands already experiencing the benefits of Boomers Forever Young products.